Of these first fruits, he ordered that those from the combatants be given to the high priest, and those from the men who had stayed in the camp to the temple attendants, who are called Levites. The commanders of thousands and of hundreds, and the whole company of captains and officers, on behalf of their own safety and that of their fellow soldiers, and of a victory beyond all reckoning, voluntarily brought choice first fruits, all the gold ornaments that each had found among the spoil, and the most costly vessels, whose material again was gold. These Moses took, and admiring the piety of those who brought them, dedicated them in the consecrated tabernacle as a memorial of the men's gratitude. Most beautiful was the distribution of the first fruits, the offerings of those who had not fought, who had shown only their eagerness apart from any deed, half a virtue, so to speak, he assigned to the temple attendants. The offerings of those who had struggled, who had risked body and soul and displayed complete manly excellence, he assigned to the high priest who presided over the temple attendants. And the offerings of the captains, since these were fit for leaders, he assigned to God, the leader of all. All these wars were fought before they had yet crossed the Jordan, the river of that region, against the inhabitants of the land on the far side, a land prosperous and deep-soiled, in which there was a broad plain rich in grain and good for producing fodder for cattle. When the two tribes that raised cattle, a sixth part of the whole army, saw this land, they begged Moses to allow them to take their allotments there and settle at once, saying that the place was most suitable for pasturing and grazing livestock, being well-watered and rich in grass, and producing of its own accord an abundance of herbage fit for flocks. But Moses, supposing that they were either demanding, by a kind of precedence, to receive their rewards before the proper time, or shrinking back from the wars still to come, since more kings still lay in wait, who had divided among themselves the land within the river, was thoroughly displeased, and answered in anger, saying, "So you will sit here at your ease, having leisure when you ought not, and idleness, while wars yet unresolved will fall heavy on the necks of your kinsmen and friends whom you leave behind. And shall the rewards be given to you alone, as though all had been achieved by you, while battles and toils and hardships and the very gravest dangers await others? But it is not just that you should enjoy peace and the good things that come from peace, while the rest struggle in wars and untold evils, nor that the whole should count as merely an addition to a part. On the contrary, it is for the sake of the whole that the parts are deemed worthy of their inheritance. You are all of equal honor, one people, the same fathers, one household, the same customs, a shared community of laws, and countless other things, each of which binds your kinship together and disposes you toward goodwill. Why then, having been judged worthy of equal shares in the greatest and most essential matters, will you claim more than your share in the distributions, as though you were rulers despising subjects or masters despising slaves? You ought to have been instructed by the blows others suffered, for it is the mark of prudent men not to wait until terrors come upon themselves. But now, though you have before you as household examples your own fathers, who spied out this land, and the disasters that befell them and those who shared their folly, for all of them perished except two, instead of refusing to be implicated in any similar wrongdoing, you are emulating their cowardice, you empty-minded men, as though you yourselves would not be just as easily overcome, and you are tripping up the eagerness of those who are resolved to act with manly courage, unstringing and relaxing their resolve. So then, in your haste to do wrong, you will hasten also toward your punishment. For justice is accustomed to move slowly, but once it has been set in motion, it overtakes and catches those who are fleeing. So then, whenever all the enemies have been laid low and no further war is expected to threaten, and in the final review the allies are found blameless, guilty of no desertion of post or of the field, nor of any other conduct tending to defeat, but shown to have remained steadfast from beginning to end, both in body and in spirit, and the whole land has been emptied of its former inhabitants, then the prizes and rewards of valor will be given to the tribes in equal measure. They took this admonition mildly, as true sons of a father who wished them very well, for they knew that he did not lord it over them with the arrogance of power, but cared beforehand for all, honoring justice and equality, and never turned his hatred of wickedness into reproach, but always used it to correct those capable of being made better. And they said, "You are right to be indignant, if you have supposed this, that by abandoning the alliance we are hurrying to seize our allotments before the proper time. but you should know clearly that nothing which comes bound up with virtue frightens us, however burdensome it may prove to be. We judge it a work of virtue both to obey a leader such as you and not to lag behind in dangers, and to be found taking our place in all the campaigns yet to come, until our affairs reach a happy conclusion. We ourselves, then, drawn up as before, will cross the Jordan under full arms, giving none of the soldiers any pretext for staying behind. But our infant sons and daughters are wives, and the multitude of our livestock will, if you allow it, be left behind, once we have built houses for the children and the wives and folds for the animals, so that they suffer no harm from a raid, caught unprepared in places without walls or guards. And he, with a gracious look and a gentler voice, said, "Since you do not deceive me, the allotments you have asked for will remain secured to you. Leave behind your wives and children and livestock as you wish, but cross over yourselves by companies with the rest, armed and drawn up for battle, ready to fight at a moment's notice, should the need arise. And afterward, when all the enemies have been laid low, and peace has come, and the conquerors have divided the land, you too will return to your own households, to enjoy the good things that fall to you, and to reap the portion you have chosen." When he had said this and given his promise, filled with good cheer and joy, they settled their families together with their livestock safely within strongholds difficult to capture, most of them built by hand. And then, taking up their weapons, they rushed out ahead of the other allies more eagerly than any, as though they alone were going to fight, or would lead the contest for all. For a man who has received a gift in advance is more eager for the alliance, since he counts it a debt he must repay, not a favor he is doing. Such, then, are the deeds recounted that were accomplished by him in his kingship. Next must be told all that he achieved through the high priesthood and through Lagaving, for he acquired these offices too, as being most fitting for a king.